Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
The manager of baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
Was it classy? Apparently, this is professional. Our show is professional. That is what the texters on this line say. I don't see it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm going to take that compliment. Professionalism is a really good description to have, a trait to have. That's good. So all of us here are professionals. Professional what? We have no idea. We are still trying to figure that out. Myself, Isaiah Collier, and Sam Pica bring you in and off these Austin radio airwaves every hour, brought to you by Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations, the best in the business. They set the standard in audiovisual automation. 512-255-8678 is the number to call, avconsultations.com. Look at the gallery of projects that they have done over the past 31 years. If you don't have an idea of what you want to put in the living room of your own home, they do. And say you're a golf guy out there, right? And you know, look outside and there's only 20 feet of visibility because of the fog and everything. Oh, fix it. Put a golf simulator in your house. That's what you can do with Tom McCain Audiovisual Consultations. Stuff like that. Get ideas like that. Again, go to the website if you need ideas. You can look at the gallery of projects, 255-8678 or avconsultations.com. All right, guys. Before we get into who do you love, it's a huge day in the NFL, right? But other news has been breaking on the NFL as well. Matt Stafford, it looks like the Detroit Lions are looking to shop him. Been in the league for about 10 years now, 33 years old. What can he accomplish with another team? We talked a little bit about it. Some teams that might be in his favor to be courted by would be the Washington Football Team, maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers if they get rid of Ben Roethlisberger. Where did they go from that? What's their future like? Could it be, you know, the Saints come marching in to the sound of the former Highland Park Scott. We'll see about that. Or maybe, do the Dallas Cowboys reach out and go after Matt Stafford? Not exactly the best types of contract situations going on between Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones right now. Maybe that's an option that they flirt with. But all things telling to me, I'm thinking that he looks like he's going to be in Indianapolis next year. So does Isaiah Collier, my co-host of the Wagner Wire here on 104.9 The Horn. Zay, let's touch back on that one more time. It seems to be that's the best fitting scenario and fitting team for Matt Stafford, correct?
Yeah, if I were Matt Stafford, I would definitely look at Indianapolis as the destination of the team I would like to play for next year, just because, you know, I think they have the highest ceiling with the roster, you know, for these next few years, especially with their running backs and defense, and also, you know, their wide receivers were very surprising this year too. Just Phillip Rivers was kind of that Achilles heel.
Sure.
For the team. And Phillip Rivers, it's not necessarily that he did bad, but when he went up against, you know, a better quarterback, that is in a way, you know, he would get outplayed.
Sure.
So yeah, and there's also just like, you know, Vic, you know, he also said, which it's obvious to everybody that watches the NFL and has watched Phillip Rivers these last few seasons, Phillip just can't make certain throws anymore.
He doesn't have that arm strength. Yeah,
that's just Father Time. We're seeing it with Drew Brees. We saw it with Peyton Manning at the end of his career. You know, it's just that certain guys, once they get to the end of their career, especially when they're 15, you know, years deep, you know, Father Time just doesn't lose. And there are certain throws that you can't make that you have to make in the NFL if you want to, you know, put your team over the hump. And Matthew Stafford, I think he could make those same same throws for probably the next 5 years or so because he has an elite arm. His arm is better, you know.
It's still an elite arm, correct.
It's stronger than a lot of guys in this league. And his accuracy is still there, you know. He's a guy that's always put up really, really good numbers. He just hasn't had that, you know, tier one, you know, publicity that other guys have had because he plays for the Detroit Lions. So now, you know, they're going a new direction. I think it's their decency to, you know, try to get Matthew Stafford in the best situation possible, you know, due to what he's provided for your franchise his whole career.
No, I agree with you there. And if he does go to the Indianapolis Colts, he's going to a top 10 total defensive team. They're a top 5 rushing team. It's a really good situation for Matthew Stafford. And not to mention that he's leaving a team that, I mean, you could argue for the past 10 years has just not had an offensive line, has had not had any protection there. Now he goes to one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. And he's, you know, his toys that he gets to play with, you still got a seasoned T.Y. Hilton, but he can scorch some field. He's still got, you know, some fuel in those wheels, man. He can get going after it. And then you also got a young Michael Pittman Jr. that's starting to emerge now. And then how about Zach Pascal that's actually starting to emerge as well? He was actually in a few fantasy football championship teams. And then you got a 1-2 combination punch out of that backfield of Hines and Taylor. I think it's a really good situation. And, oh, by the way, you're going to pair him up with one of the best offensive guru minds in the NFL with Frank Reich. So I think, again, what's not to like? He's only 33 years old. You can get maybe a decent three to four year contract out of this guy. And what Vic said and what you said as well, it's not going to be the type of contract that he got in the first time. But, I mean, you could get a really decent contract with this dude and probably contend. I would say that you could definitely be one of the top contenders at least for maybe 3-4 years. You're going to a division where you were kind of the bottom of the barrel. You know, you didn't. It's been led by Green Bay, essentially, that AFC or that NFC North. And now you're going to move potentially over to the AFC South, where we thought that the Houston Texans were going to start to take the reins on this. But now, especially with this transaction, this potential transaction, it looks like the Colts could just be picking off right where they left off when Andrew Luck was at the helm.
Yeah, and I think that's just what it is. Like, the Colts, they have the best roster to where if you put Matt Stafford on that team, then they are now a Super Bowl contender because they almost were with Philip Rivers at the helm.
Immediately a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, exactly. So that just kind of goes to show you, you know, where they are, and especially where Matt Stafford is at this point of his career. Like, you want to play for a team with a contender. Like, you've been on the Detroit Lions for over a decade now. Like, you want to win football games. You want to play meaningful, you know, football, especially when you know you don't have many years left
right.
at this elite level.
You definitely want to be on a winner.
So, yeah, and another team that I think would be very appetizing for Matt Stafford, and that would be the New England Patriots. You know, I really think New England should look at that because
damn, Zay, really I didn't even struggle. Think about that, dude. Ooh,
oh yeah, the New England Patriots—they're definitely a team because I think Bill Belichick, he doesn't want to completely start over. There's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft that, you know, that I think could be franchise quarterbacks for the next 10 to 15 years, and I don't know if Bill Belichick's at that point of his career to where he wants to teach that much and wait for that process. I think he'd rather have guys that are over themselves because people forget the Patriots, they had a lot of guys opt out due to COVID.
Sure, like, yeah. They had seven guys on their defense.
Yeah, and they were meaningful guys. Like, they weren't, you know, scrubs. They were guys who, you know,
Hightower.
Start on a lot of teams, yeah, in the National Football League. So, you know, when they get those guys back, they have a solid quarterback because Cam's the same way as Phillip Rivers and as Drew Brees. And, you know, even though he's not the same age as those guys, with the injuries,
he's put a lot more toll on his body too. You know what I mean? Running, just being that physical beast, that physical stalwart, just even when he leads, even when he does lean forward and attacks the defense when he's, you know, starting to run the ball, nothing hits harder than the ground. I'm sorry, man. And he's hit the ground a lot.
So they know that they can't bring Cam Newton back. So Matt Patricia, he's also going back to the Patriots and getting back onto that coaching staff. So I don't know how Matthew Stafford's relationship was with Patricia. You know, obviously it couldn't have been the best because they weren't winning games.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, that's somebody that you're familiar with. And Matt Patricia in that, you know, system within the Patriots system, which is basically, you know, as buttoned up as, you know, any type of franchise could ever be, that could be just a different scheme for him, because you're not, you know, you got Belichick, you don't, you're not, you know, going to Patricia for everything.
Right.
You're gonna go to Belichick when you
got
really
McDaniel
need
as well,
something.
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of the day, I think Matthew Stafford has options, but let's keep it 100. Like, he's still under contract with the Detroit Lions. Like, they've
it's wherever they want to ship him. Yeah,
it's wherever they want to ship him, and it's whatever best deal, you know, that they could get for him, and that might not be any of the teams that we've named.
And and because of that, Vic brought up a pretty good point. You know, it might not be a team that we named exactly, Zay, but Vic brought up a pretty good point. Neither you nor I named the Chicago Bears, but Vic named the Chicago Bears. You and I actually think that that's a bad move for the Detroit Lions because of them being in the division. And the Bears are kind of in the – they're a playoff team. They went to the playoffs with Mitch Trubisky, and you now, with the advent of Matthew Stafford – the Bears kind of become a little bit more of a contender, man.
Yeah, like that's like saying you've been robbing my house for years and years. Let me make you a sandwich on your way out.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
you got enough gas in the getaway car?
Yeah, like you got. Yeah, are you good? Like, are you good? Are you sure you got enough from us? Like, especially because you've been really the only problem in us trying to, you know, be successful in this division. Like, Matthew Stafford's the only problem that the Bears have had with the Detroit Lions throughout
right.
his career. Other than that,
other than Megatron and stuff like that. But
yeah, other than Megatron, yeah.
But I mean, those two went hand in hand, so.
Exactly. So I don't think there's any way that Chicago or Detroit will allow themselves to trade Matthew Stafford to Chicago. I don't think that could happen. I really, you know, I see the football team, Washington, I see them on list also of a team that could possibly, you know, make a move to try to get Matthew Stafford. And, you know, again, Washington, they are very, very talented and they have a lot of upside. I just don't know if Matthew Stafford, if he's willing to that's a lot.
To go to that organization. I wouldn't want to pick out a better winner. How about the Saints? That's another team that has emerged on this list for possible landing spots for Stafford. You think the Saints is a decent fit, or do you think even the Saints are even trying to flirt with the idea to bring Stafford in?
I do. If they could work it out in any way, then that would be a terrific fit, because they're exactly like the Indianapolis Colts. Just
they're built to win right now. They just have a little bit of a hiccup at quarterback, or they had an aging problem at quarterback.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Okay.
Like, and then, you know, no wags, I say that, and I don't know.
You do have Jameis Winston on the sideline, though.
You're right, but I still don't know. I still don't know how the game last week with the Buccaneers and the Saints would have went if Taysom Hill would have played. I think that game would have been completely different, because that limits Drew Brees and that Saints offense. And I feel like a lot of the things that they've, you know, made their money on this whole season, which is the versatility of all their players like Kamara and Taysom Hill and, you know, even Michael Thomas, even though he was banged up all season.
Right.
You didn't see that because
you saw one of your key
pieces out.
Yeah, but you saw that that little trick play with the end around, then throw back to Jameis, and then Jameis threw that long
touchdown.
That's
the only play that worked.
That's the only one. That's the only gimmick gadget play that won. Drew looked – well, Drew, I mean, what we saw basically the latter part of his season, right, is the check downs and the underneath stuff.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
too much force and stuff, yeah.
And that's what we were, like, really kind of – that was the only question mark that we really had on the New Orleans Saints coming into this season. Like, how can Drew Brees still play at a level to put his team right. over the hump? And he starts off really good because you're fresh. You know,
sure.
You start
yeah.
off fresh during the season.
You're not banged up, yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody.
You get nine broken ribs, Zay. I mean, you know, and a punctured lung. I mean, something could hurt. When you're throwing the ball, I'm just saying, you know, you might need more than a needle going into your toe for turf toe. You might need a needle going into your ribs, into something else, man. But you also brought up a really good point when you were talking about, you know, the possibility of Matt Stafford moving back or moving to New England, because Matt Patricia is on the move back to New England. And that brought up a scenario that we were talking about in the first hour with Eric Bieniemy. We know that Eric Bieniemy is one of the best offensive minds in the NFL right now, a highly sought after and coach that is due for a head coaching spot in the NFL. However, do you think a lot of people are out there, a lot of national pundits thinking that it's Eric Bieniemy getting a snub because of his color, and you know that could be a potential because the history is against you in terms of the for the NFL in terms of black NFL coaches, right? So that could be that could be an actual thing that's happening, but also that could be happening on the flip side of that is the fact that Bieniemy, it could be the Lincoln Riley scenario, right? Bieniemy could just be waiting for the perfect situation to come along, because we just saw this with Patricia. He took the first position up, and that was the Detroit Lions. Failed miserably at the head coaching position at the Detroit Lions, and now what's happening? Regression. He's going back to being a different defensive coordinator. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, why not wait for the perfect situation, perfect opportunity to come along? Because that's where I believe Bieniemy has the benefit and luxury right now. You're the offensive coordinator of the highly powered, one of the most powerful offenses in the NFL, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. You are the orchestrator of that offense. Sure, you got your field general Patrick Mahomes doing all the crazy stuff out there on the field, but I mean, it is your canvas that you're putting out there and allowing Patrick Mahomes to paint on it, right? You're installing the game plan. Again, you are due. You are well sought out. You're due to be an NFL coach. However, you are paired up with the perfect companion right now with Andy Reid, and I really believe that Eric Bieniemy is just waiting for that perfect opportunity to come along to where he doesn't have to have a form of regression in his career. He can just continue to succeed and continue to excel as a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, and he has to. Like, he has no choice but to take that route with the hand that he's been dealt. And that's just, I think he really understands that, and I don't think he's in a rush to do that. Like, he made it very known this week in one of his pressers that, yes, he would love to be a head coach, but at the end of the day, he is focused on the task at hand, and the task at hand is getting the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl and getting himself another ring.
Repeat,
as an offensive
baby.
Coordinator. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong for, being patient. Like, if you look at the situation with Patricia, that wasn't a dumb move.
No.
Like, at the end of the day, what you need in the NFL to succeed is a great quarterback and, a great left tackle and really good pass rushing. Like, that's
and hopefully you can build
the
rest of the pieces around it. It just didn't happen.
Exactly. So you're going there with Matt Stafford, who I think Matt Stafford
that's a good risk.
Is a quarterback. That's a really good risk, but I think he soon realized that, oh, wait, this is Detroit. Like, it doesn't matter
tough to win
who's
here.
Like, it doesn't matter who's here. Like, this is Detroit. If Barry Sanders can't save it, Mike, then how am I going to do so? Especially when I have to play against Aaron Rodgers twice a year. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I got to go against a guy who's most likely is going to win the division because he's arguably
maybe even the damn MVP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. He's up for MVP every year. So, I got to compete with that. What Walsh said earlier, they talked about he talked about Dominic Sue being kind of Aaron Rodgers' kryptonite, and you get rid of him because he was kind of a head case there at times. It just became too much. But at the end of the day, that Detroit Lions whole organization has just been toxic.
Right.
So that's something that, you know, when you're Eric Bieniemy, he's been in the National Football League long enough as a player and as a coach to know that, hey, when I leave, my situation better be as perfect as it can be, because I might
he might not get another second. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's and especially as a black man, I really have to be selective with what I do, because like you and Vic said, you know, as what history shows, that the odds are, you know, are really against
very stacked against
that's
you.
That's just what it is. That's
especially
just
for
what
second
it is,
chances,
man.
For second yeah. opportunities. So would you, being that we're on the same topic right now, it's starting to emerge in the news and in the media that Bieniemy is being sought out for the, or being interviewed to be the head coaching, or the head coach for the head coaching position of the Houston Texans. Is that something that you would want, or you would think to be, would be an attractive job moving forward, because you have Deshaun Watson, but you just talked about it, you just touched about it. Matt Patricia thought that it was going to be an attractive job in Detroit, and maybe he could build around Matt Stafford. Do you think maybe that you can build around Detroit, or the Houston Texans with Deshaun Watson? Because it looks like they've sacrificed a lot of their future moving forward for Deshaun Watson. How do you salvage that?
I don't think you can. I think it's a done, like, if I'm Eric Bieniemy and I see the Houston Texans job, for one, they already overlooked them.
Right.
So
exactly.
Now they're
retreating.
Yeah.
Why am I an
afterthought? Why would I go somewhere? Yeah, exactly. So now they have to backtrack on that because Deshaun Watson got angry. Like I mentioned earlier, J.J. Watt doesn't, you know, he doesn't put his team on blast. He doesn't put his organization on blast for, you know, not living up to par. Like, guys not coming in and being locked in and buttoned up and right. taking the game seriously. Like, J.J. Watt, he doesn't do that. Like, he's, you know, he's one of those
guys. He's under the rug type of
just,
dude, man. Keep it in house.
Exactly. Like, it's all about just I get my hard hat when I come in. I clock in. I do my work. And then, you know, I live with the results. Like, I'm not going to come in here and bash my teammates or anything because, you know, I set by example. And when that becomes too much, that it's a problem, then that's when you got to start really, you know, you have to look in the mirror and say, okay, what's really going on? Like, right. we have our both of our franchise players, and they're both very unhappy with what's going on in the front office, with what's going on the field also. Like, they fired, you know, they fired that girl that was in the media for her political views. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just a lot of things going on that, you know, are just too many distractions for an organization to have that's trying to be successful. So if you're Eric Bieniemy and you see that, why in the world right. would you go to that with what
why
we
would
just
you...
said about opportunities and making the most of it?
Yeah, I would.
You feel me?
Even you have 100%. If, like I said, if that perfect spot isn't around right now, trust me, it will be if you guys keep winning Super Bowls in Kansas City. That spot will always be there. You can choose your own. I mean, you can basically write your own ticket, Eric Bieniemy. That's how much faith I have in you. Just wait for the perfect opportunity to come available right now, and I don't think the Houston Texans position is the perfect opportunity.
No.
I just don't.
And, like, Bill O'Brien, like, he basically
he
dug
ran it
up
into
the
ground, dude.
For the organization.
Exactly, dude.
Like, yeah. You know, like, he is the Undertaker, you know, for, and he's off to Alabama now yeah. working for Nick, you know, so.
Trying to redo his, like, trying to redeem his career, man.
Exactly. Exactly, man. So that's, you know, it was toxic then when they gave Billy too much power. Like, he had way too much power.
Absolute
and
power
that
corrupts,
sunk
absolutely.
The ship. That sunk the ship. And now they're trying to get on, you know, they're trying to get their life vest together, and Eric Bieniemy, he's over here on his yacht, and he's looking at, you know, the Texans sinking, and he's over here like, yeah, I'm
yo,
not
y'all
trying
need a
to
raft.
Help with that. Y'all need a No, I ain't got no rest, homie. He's over here like, yo, we going to keep on cruising. We going to keep on partying here in Kansas City. Yeah, and I'm just going to keep on raking up my credentials and wins, and another opportunity will come along. Like, again, Black Monday ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
There's going
to
be a Black Monday after week 17 next season. Like, there is just, it's going to be there. It's not going anywhere. It's never going anywhere. There's going to be more jobs for the homie Eric Bieniemy to have. So he ain't tripping. I don't think he's tripping at all. I feel like he's annoyed at the fact that it's causing so much attention, especially to the Kansas City Chiefs, who are trying to win a Super Bowl.
That's a well-said statement today. All right, we're going to take a break, and then on the other side, it will be the signature statement of the Wagner Wire with our Who Do You Love? Hey, guess what? There's really not much to pick from, all right? You got like four options. So, stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. All right, it's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream it live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com. Every hour, I'm sorry, I just got the. Okay, there is a commercial on right now. It's like a Navy. Is it Navy Fed or whatever? I don't know. It is bad. But this homeboy, he has got the worst barracks cut in the world. It's a high and holy crap to the right. It is awful. Yeah, it's a Navy Federal Credit Union commercial. It is bad. I'm sorry. It is that distracting that it threw me off. It is awful. This dude's hair, like, it's a professional commercial. Get the guy a professional haircut. You know what I mean? Like, for real, dude.
You gotta make it look organic.
I guess you're going for authenticity. I guess if that's the deal, you nailed it, because that looks atrocious. that looked atrocious. But yeah, definitely you got some very authentic, that's for sure. All right, welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream live at hornfm.com. We just had a really good conversation about Eric Bieniemy, not accepting the first coaching position that comes along to him, that becomes along available if it's not the perfect fit. It's got to be the right fit. It's kind of like what Lincoln Riley is doing there up in Oklahoma. Why leave if you're winning all the time? Why leave if you're producing Heisman Trophy quarterbacks into the NFL and they're having success into the NFL? Why leave? Why leave until that perfect opportunity comes available? That's what Zay and I were talking about. All right, and people are saying Stafford to Carolina. I'm not. See, I think Teddy B. I think Teddy B is the quarterback at Carolina. I don't think Matt Rhule would want to salvage what he has going on right now. I think the best move. We appreciate the text, but I think the best move is to Indianapolis. Phil Rivers exits stage right. In comes Matt Stafford. Yeah, immediately upgrade your line from one of the worst to one of the best, your offensive line, and then you have a top five rushing defense, a top 10 total defense. What's not to like? I think you take that. You're fifth overall in passing in the NFL, and then you're second overall in, or excuse me, not second, you're seventh rather in rushing. What's not to like, man? Not to mention, now you have one of the youngest dynamic backfields in the NFL. Yeah, sign me up. I'm going to Indianapolis.
Yeah, if I was Matt Stafford and I looked at Carolina, I think Carolina needs a little bit more, surrounding.
Right, they can't win now.
Cast members. Yeah, they can't win now. If they brought Stafford in, it wouldn't put them over the hump as a Super Bowl contender.
If you're 33.
Would be like borderline playoff.
Right, borderline, exactly, at best borderline playoffs in the hunt. Zay, if you're 33 years old and you have a chance, I get maybe – your next contract's going to be the extent of 3 to 4 years. Obviously, that's your first priority is the winner, right? You want the ring. You've gotten the money.
Yeah. Yeah, especially where you've come from.
Right.
Like, it's all about winning at this point, because Matt Stafford, like, he right now with his numbers, like, he's on the borderline to the borderline Hall of Fame-ish, like, and if he goes to a team to where, he can make some noise.
16th all-time in passing yards, 16th all-time in passing touchdowns.
Yeah, and name the guy, like, you know, guys who he's ahead of that are probably in Canton. You know, like, I just... Matthew Stafford, he is a special talent with a special arm. And I think he has a lot of good years left.
So do I.
I think any team would be very lucky to have him.
And especially, like, so if you're the Colts, right, if you took – now, again, it was a different situation because it was a free agency. You weren't, you know, you weren't trading. And make no mistake about it, Detroit has the say in this, okay? So wherever they want to ship him is where he's going to go. But if you're, you know, if you're Indianapolis, you just had Phil Rivers come in for a rental year, and it got you into the playoffs. Imagine having and we can all – let's make no mistake about it. Phil Rivers does not have the superior arm strength that Matt Stafford has. It's not there. Even with a broken thumb or banged-up hand or whatever, Matthew Stafford can still sling the rock.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers, he's going to get his gold jacket.
Sure.
Like, I'm tired. People don't think that's going to happen.
It's happening.
I think he deserves it. Like, yeah, it's happening.
If Eli Manning is getting a gold jacket, Phil Rivers is getting a gold jacket. I know he did not get a Super Bowl, but neither did Dan Marino.
Yeah, yeah. So, I, again, there's just certain guys that it's all about opportunity. It's all about situation. And, you know, we talk about Eric Bieniemy trying to go to the perfect, you know, situation. And, you know, clearly Matt Stafford, he doesn't have that, you know, freedom because he's still under contract.
Right.
But like I said, it's just the decent thing to do if you're Detroit, you know, with especially, you know, because you already let them know that, hey, we're going a different direction. You should let them know, like, we want you with what you've done with our franchise. We want you to continue to have the best career possible.
We want to give you a potential winner, you know, potential ride off into the sunset. After what you've done, you've kept us around and able to be in games for a decade. This is at least what we can do for you.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't talked about San Francisco. Like, they're Shanahan's having troubles with Garoppolo because he's always in and out the lineup, and I don't think he's, you know, what everybody thought he was going to be coming from New England.
Did Mullins prove that he's at least a starter in the NFL to you?
If we had a chance to get Matthew Stafford,
you're pulling the trigger on
that
for
risk.
Sure.
Yeah. Because they have a good enough roster to make some. You know, like, they beat a lot of teams this year that they shouldn't have beaten.
Exactly. With the, you know, now you got a young talent of Brandon Ayuk starting to emerge there at the wide receiver position. You always have a running back, it seems, you know, in that backfield with the Shanahan offense. So I'm with you. That could be another appealing offense to go to, man. What's not to like about, you know, the West Coast besides the laws?
Absolutely.
But anyways, we'll talk about that a little bit. Hey, Sam, can we get a little bit of music here? Can we get into Who Do You Love?
Who Do You Love?
Boom, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
It's a Queens thing, baby.
It is a Queens thing, but we're doing it in Austin, Texas today and every Sunday on the Wagner Wire here. All right, Zay, not a lot to choose from. The window is getting smaller of potential people that we can roster up for our lineup. So I guess it's got to be easier for us now, right?
I mean, yeah, you think so.
Yeah, you'd think, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of got to be even more perfect if you ask me. All right, so I usually don't tell you to spend a pretty penny on the quarterback, but I'm telling you today, spend it. Well, you're going to have to. You're either picking Mahomes, Rodgers, or, you know, Tom Brady. So either way, you're picking, you know, an expensive quarterback. Josh Allen's also expensive as well. I'm just going to tell you, since you're already in the ballpark, go ahead and take Patrick Mahomes. 39 touchdowns, 6 interceptions on the year. Going up against Buffalo, that's 23rd in the NFL at allowing quarterbacks to score on them. I know that it's a tough defense. Every defense right now in the playoffs are a tough defense. That's why they're in the playoffs. But you got to pick your put. I mean, you got to pick the defense that can be exploited the most. And right now, I think I know that the Bills' defense is nasty. That Bills' D can get after it. But you're going up against Patrick Mahomes. We've talked about the offensive guru and mindset of Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, that powerful combination coming together and then have it, you know, translated on the field by Patrick Mahomes. What's not to like here? I got him 7,600. Again, going up, it's just the best quarterback option that I can feel going into today's day.
Yeah, the only thing I would be a little wary of with Patrick Mahomes is that toe that we've talked about throughout the show. Like, we don't know how healthy he's going to be. And if you go back and, you know, look at the AFC Championship last year and that huge run Patrick Mahomes had to end the first half against the Tennessee Titans, like, he really uses his legs. Like, yes, we know about that legendary arm, but, like, his legs and his mobility are very underrated, so I'm very, very interested in seeing how, you know, how healthy he's going to look out there today, and I'm very interested in seeing how Buffalo's going to play him, knowing that, you know, he's not 100%, but you know, you can't go wrong with him,
right?
You know, he's one of the greatest arms that we've ever seen, even though this is only his third year of being a full-time starter, which is absolutely remarkable, but if you look at his record, it's just, how can you go against that? You know, if you look at the roster on that team, we talked about Tyreek Hill last week on being, you know, probably the most elite underrated receiver in the NFL, and you got Travis Kelce at the tight end spot, which he's the best tight end in the NFL. Like, just you got talent out the yin yang. I like Kansas City today. I like Patrick Mahomes with this pick, but it's for sure pricey going.
Yeah, it's the highest one, man.
$7,600 on DraftKings. So, hey, that's what you're going to expect at this time of the year. You're going to expect high-level quarterbacks playing in, you know, the most meaningful games of the season.
Now, look, Josh Allen, he's listed at $6,900, right? But in Kansas City's 27th in the line of quarterbacks to score. But I mean, if you're going to pivot off Patrick Mahomes, I'm going to tell you there's only one guy to do it, and that's Aaron Rodgers. It, you know, go ahead and pivot to him. $6,500 going up against Tampa Bay. Their defense right now, they're fifth at allowing quarterbacks to score on them. So if anybody can overcome those odds, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's AR-12. Again, we talked about the crazy stat, throwing off of play action, 21 touchdowns, no interceptions on the year. That's phenomenal. That's a remarkable stat as well. But through the air, Tampa Bay can get got. They're 22nd at allowing yardage through the air, which bodes well for Rodgers. My God, what a season, though. 50 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. If there is a place, if there's one person to pivot off of Mahomes to, it's got to be Aaron Rodgers. It allows you to get all three tier one wide receivers in your lineup. I think it's going to be a wide receiver day, but I mean, what's besides Aaron Jones, I just don't know if you're going to get an automatic in points from the running back position. You could say Leonard Fournette because he's had plus 20 over the past 2 weeks, but still, I mean, with Jones in that backfield, I don't know what Arians is going to do.
Yeah, and I'm with you on Aaron Rodgers, man. He just looks like a different, you know, player this year with his attitude, because the last few years we've seen a very disgruntled and just not as, you know,
cool, not peppy as, cool.
As, yeah, not as peppy of a quarterback as we would like to see, especially for the leader of your team. Now, you know, he has a really good roster around him. He has the best receiver arguably in the NFL that is just seems like an automatic, you know, get every time they connect or every time he looks his way. We talked about the pettiness and all of the things that he's had to use as fuel to put him in this situation. Right. Like, it seems like this is the year that Aaron Rodgers gets over the hump and gets his team back to the Super Bowl, because just everything, you know, all the playing against the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game and getting rolled by, you know, the Falcons and the 49ers. You know, he's always getting right there, but you always just see that Green Bay Packers team fold. And I think, you know, with Tampa Bay going into that cold, we know Tom Brady can handle it, but we don't know about the rest of the 52 roster.
Right.
So that's just kind of, I really think this is the year for Aaron Rodgers. And the Green Bay
I was getting ready to ask, is Green Bay the best team right now?
With that turf toe with Patrick Mahomes, because I still think Kansas City is going to take care of business today. I do, but I really think that Kansas City is going to need that 2 weeks to get Patrick Mahomes healthy, because I love this Green Bay Packers team. I do.
Could be a decent one brewing up, that's for sure. All right, so we talked about our quarterbacks. Let's talk about our bell cow running backs here. And I already mentioned Jones. I think Aaron Jones is pretty much the only one that's going to have automatic points going up against probably, arguably, the toughest defense in terms of rushing right now. They're number one in rush defense in the NFL, and then they're also their first at going against running backs to allow them to score. So it doesn't bode well for Aaron Jones, but I just believe the opportunities and the attempts are going to be there. And what does attempts usually translate into? Potential points. So for that matter, please roster up Aaron Jones, $6,500 that he will cost to have in your lineup. I also like Leonard Fournette, Zay. What's not to like about Leonard Fournette? Like I mentioned, over the past 2 weeks, 23 points and then 21 points. You just don't know if Ronald Jones is going to be coming in and spelling a little bit and taking away from the carries of Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette, you know, Walsh mentioned it about, you know, him being a Southern boy and going up in that cold. You know Leonard Fournette, he went to LSU. He's from the NOLA, you know, New Orleans. So I don't know how he's going to do with that cold up in Lambeau. You're me. Had to throw some New Orleans slang in there. But I think that when you get to this point, it's going to be cold as hell. You got to rely on your running backs to a certain extent. You don't want your quarterbacks throwing the ball out there like crazy with this kind of weather, no matter who you have, you know, taking the ball under center. So I think Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones are going to be keys to this game. And also Aaron Jones. I think, you know, out of those running backs, the running backs who – you know, have the most success, that's going to give the advantage to whoever team, you know, that they play for. So I really do think that the running backs are going to be, you know, kind of the X factor in
Same
today's
here.
Game, especially with the weather that we're going to see today.
Like, I'll be taking the top tier wide receivers, but I'm telling you right now, I think I agree with you 100%. The X factor will come from the running back position today. It's just gonna have to. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and then on the other side, we will be breaking down the rest of our roster, talking to you about the prima donnas that are gonna be in our lineup. It's the Wagner Wire with Isaiah Collier and Sam Pikachu, bringing you in and off these awesome radio airwaves on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com every hour. Brought to you by Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations.
Go ahead, Daddy.
It's a Queen's thing, baby. I want to dance with you. Track master, rock on.
It's the Wagner Wire, yeah! Oh, God, we can't do a remake. We can't do a remix. We can't. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com. Every hour brought to you by Tom McKay and Audio Visual Consultations, and you can stream it on hornfm.com as well. From the Specs text line, the Lions offensive line was far from worse, but Indy's situation is way better than Detroit. Actually, you are correct. The Lions did not have the worst offensive line, far from worst. That's correct. They were actually, according to Pro Football Focus, they are ranked as the 15th ranked offensive line in the NFL. However, but looking at the stats and their projections, the differential in the ranking system for Pro Football Focus, very minimal in terms from the 23rd ranking to the 15th spot. So I would say that they're middle tier, but in the bottom of the barrel in terms of offensive line. Considering that they're moving to, when you're comparing them to Indianapolis, that's the seventh ranked offensive line in the NFL. I think Stafford would just bode well in that situation. I agree with you. Yeah, better situation. All right, let's get going. Let's get cooking. We talked about the quarterback situation and the running back situation for today. Let's talk about these wide receivers. And for me, Zay, besides Davante Adams, because he is $8,000 in terms of fantasy DraftKings money, I have Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill. In terms of the elite wide receivers in my lineup, I'm going to go with Alan Lazard to kind of sub and be my poor man's Davante Adams today, just because, you know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to roll something through the air and get it to Lazard, right? You're going to have a double team on Davante Adams. That's not going to matter because he's going to throw Lazard open. 25th at allowing wide receivers to score on them. The 25th in terms of allowing wide receivers to score on them are the Tampa Bay defense that that bodes well for Lazard and company there. Again, if you can't afford to have Davante Adams in your lineup, know that AR-12 is going to hit another term of another one of his wide receivers. You heard Vic James come on and already argue that he thinks that Green Bay actually has a lot of the same better toys as Tampa Bay. We'll see if that comes to fruition today. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers can throw open, but I think Aaron Lazard, especially as a poor man's Davante Adams, is going to be a key X factor for your wide receivers today.
Yeah, and I love Vic. He's a great guy. I think he's reaching a little bit on the receivers. But, Valdez-Scantling, he's solid also. He's up for a good $3,900 on DraftKings. I think that, those receivers are going to be very underrated, but also keys to the Green Bay Packers' success, especially with, all of the attention Davante Adams gets. How can he not, especially with the footwork and what he did against Jalen Ramsey last week. He had him going on a temper tantrum on the field. Right. So that's the best, lockdown corner in the NFL. And if you have that, then you really got to provide a lot of attention to Davante Adams. So that's why, Alan Lazard and Valdez Scantling are huge, huge pickups today if you're trying to go on DraftKings.
So, all right, so we obviously know that Kelsey's the number one pick for tight end, right? But how about my guy Tanyan? Could you get behind Robert Tonyan as the second tight end on the slate today? I mean, 3,600, would you want to have him in your lineup? It looks like Rodgers has found him in almost every game that he's been in this season. It's been very, a quiet, underrated tight end on the year. Probably going to be one of the top five tight ends going into next year in terms of fantasy football. But again, he had 10 points last week, and then before that, right around 10 points, 9.8, and then just an anomaly of a day of 2.7, but then 10, 14, 13, 17, 15. I mean, the consistency is there in terms of double point days.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think today is just going to be a great day of football.
Right, yeah.
Both of these games are just going to be really intense. And I pick Green Bay and Kansas City both to win today, but I wouldn't be surprised if we came back next week and we had Tampa Bay versus Buffalo in the Super Bowl. I know the NFL probably wouldn't want that ratings-wise, but at the end of the day, you can't control things like that, but I would not be surprised if Buffalo and Tampa Bay both took care of business today. That's how close both teams are, at competition level. So
this just comes in from Tom McKay on the Specs text line. He's picking Tampa Bay and Kansas City today. Now, those of you that are unfamiliar with Tom McKay, he does have a really good algorithm in terms of NHL playoffs. He usually does pick the winner. He gets the people that are participating or competing for Lord Stanley's trophy at the end in the final. He usually always gets those two right. But he's picking today Tampa Bay and Kansas City.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with that
at all. Yeah, neither would I. I'm going to go with Green Bay and Buffalo. Or excuse me, Buffalo covers, but they don't win. I'm going to go with Green Bay and Kansas City.
Yeah.
All right, Zay, good show as usual, man. Hey, nothing but the best from yourself. Make sure you guys go to Twitter and follow Zay at @ain'tthat_Zay. You can find him on the gram, too, at The Right Call. Sam is on the gram at pika.chew. You can find me on Twitter at not the fake wags. You can find me on the gram at The Wagner Wire. And also, man, just hit me up if you guys ever need anything, man. I'm always there for you. I know a lot's been going on. 2021. Man, picking right off where 2020 left off, man. Crazy January. So remember, guys, I'm serious. If you guys ever need to talk or you guys ever feel yourself in a dark hole or whatever, reach out to me, man. I'll be there for you. Just remember to love your neighbor and hug everybody, man, and be kind to one another. Until next week, y'all know the drill. Enjoy the ride.